USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is hopeful for great results from talks between the U.S. and North Korea. He tells CNN's State of the Union.
We have economic sanctions in place. We know the standard for relieving those sanctions. And I'm very hopeful that we'll make a substantial step towards achieving the full denuclearization in a verifiable way in North Korea. The South Koreans, the Japanese have been great partners in this, and we're very hopeful we can get a good outcome.
President Donald Trump also projecting optimism before a second summit with a North Korean leader, tweeting today that he expected the meeting this coming week in Hanoi to be a continuation of the progress made at the first summit in Singapore. Pompeo also telling CNN's State of the Union that the U.S.'s only agenda in Venezuela is to ensure democracy. A U.S.-backed drive to deliver foreign aid to Venezuela met strong resistance as troops loyal to President Maduro blocked the convoys at the border and fired tear gas on protesters in clashes that left two people dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Kamala Harris said she wants special counsel Robert Mueller's forthcoming report on Russian election interference to be made public and that we be as transparent as possible. Democratic Congressman and Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, discussed the issue on ABC's This Week, where he had a message for Attorney General William Barr.
If he were to try to withhold, to try to bury any part of this report, that will be his legacy, and it will be a tarnished legacy. So I think there will be immense pressure not only on the department but on the Attorney General to be forthcoming.
The summit on clergy sex abuse has concluded at the Vatican, and Pope Francis, through an interpreter, tells church leadership the number of clergy sex abuse claims is for one reason.
We need to recognize with humility and courage that we stand face to face with the mystery of evil, which strikes most violently against the most vulnerable, for they are in the image of Jesus.
The Pope says sex abuse claims will be handled differently from now on with transparency and no cover-ups. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It wasn't for the attack. That's the latest claims about the check an actor gave to a pair of brothers. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
New reports claim that actor Jussie Smollett and the two brothers who allegedly helped him stage a bogus hate crime on himself were paid with a $3,500 check, not for the attack, but for personal training the two brothers had agreed to provide the actor. TMZ broke the story. An entertainment blogger and podcaster Marilyn Gale says,
our sources say Ola and Abel told the grand jury they were paid for a five-week program and not for the attack. Ola and Abel felt the amount was a little high, but no one ever specifically said anything about money being part of the scheme.
Smollett, now charged with filing a false report, still at last check was insisting that it isn't a hoax.
Interstate 80 through Nebraska was shut down in three different locations in a two-hour period during yesterday's blizzard. Corey Thomas is with the State Patrol.
One of them was near Aurora. That was about a 15 to 25 car pileup with about 50 cars stranded behind that one. The largest accident looks like it was around York yesterday, just east of York, where we had about 30 to 35 cars, and there were about 100 vehicles behind that one. And in both of those crashes, we actually did have fire and rescue vehicles that were struck as well as they were responding. And we have had some injuries.
The weekend blizzard dropped 6 to 10 inches of snow on Nebraska. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.